Two Democratic senators are demanding that the Republican National Committee apologize to the people of their states for a recent mass mailing. The mailing shows a Bible stamped with the word banned, and it says liberals want to impose their values. Then it tells residents to vote Republican. The RNC acknowledges sending the mailing, but has offered no apologies. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Robert Byrd came to the Senate floor yesterday with a copy of the Constitution in his breast pocket, as is his custom, and a Bible in his hand. He also brought one of many mailings sent by the Republican National Committee to West Virginia residents. The 86-year-old Baptist held it up for his fellow senators and the C-SPAN TV cameras to see.
They must think that West Virginians just bounced off the turnip truck. They must think that spreading nonsense about banning the Bible is a surefire way to get votes in an election year. But the people of West Virginia are smarter than that. We're not country bumpkins who will swallow whatever garbage some high-priced political consultant makes up. West Virginians are smarter than that. And they deserve an apology from the Republican National Committee for this insulting mailing.
The RNC's mailings with the image of a banned Bible also went to Arkansas. Blanche Lincoln, an Episcopalian Democrat from that state, also rose in the Senate to denounce the Republican missive.
I hope that there will be an apology for their claims that Democrats want to ban the Bible and the inferences that Democrats, for some reason, cannot have a faith as close or as deeply held as the other party. I find that to be the pit, the absolute bottom of what is wrong in the political process.
An RNC spokesman refused to speak on the record about the mailing, but he did send an email stating that, quote, activist judges want to remove the words under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. He also noted that the word Democrat does not appear in the document. Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss, who sat as the presiding officer in the Senate chamber while both Byrd and Lincoln spoke, said later he was puzzled by their objections to the RNC mailing.
Their argument really was over an issue that's so ridiculous, I couldn't imagine why they would come to the floor to talk about it.
In his speech, West Virginia's Robert Byrd also called on President Bush to demand that the RNC apologize to the people of his state. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn said in an interview that if the RNC did indeed send the mailings, it was wrong to do so. But he insisted President Bush had nothing to do with his party's campaign mailings.
The candidate gets blamed fairly or unfairly for things that other people do over which they have no control. And I'm sure that that's true in this case, that the president had no control over it, didn't know about it. And so he shouldn't be required to apologize for somebody else's mistake.
The White House did not return a phone call seeking comment. And Arkansas Democrat Lincoln said last night she had not received the apology she requested from the RNC, but had also not ruled out the possibility of getting one.
You know, in my faith, there's always hope.
President Bush won in both Arkansas and West Virginia 4 years ago. Republicans hope to sweep the entire Bible Belt once again this year. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.